boxers, and pugs. Or the strangest combination of all of the above, whatever shape, size, or scruff. That's your dog. That's your dog.
Well, hello, and welcome to Dog Stories. I'm your host, Maria Bell, and along with my co-host in Hollywood, Serene Weerasinghe, we're going to be talking to people about our favorite thing in life. You guessed it, dogs. Today on Dog Stories, I'm talking with Diane Newton, the creative genius behind her Dog Sterling's amazing Instagram account. If you're not already following Sterling, you can head on over there now while you're listening to our podcast. His handle is @LifeOfSterlingNewton. Sterling is only 3 years old and already has over 250,000 followers on Instagram, one of which is Celine Dion. And he has over 1 million on TikTok. He's pretty amazing. Well, hi, Diane, and welcome to Dog Stories.
Hi, Maria. I'm so happy to be here.
We are so happy to have you here. First of all, let me start, Diane, by saying, oh my goodness, your Instagram feed is so delightful. I and 249,000 others get so much joy from looking at these pics of Sterling. Tell us a bit about him. I mean, if you know about his feed, you know what he looks like. But for our listeners, paint a picture of Sterling for us.
Okay. Well, Sterling is he's going to be 3 in January. He's a golden retriever. He's super cute, very good looking. I mean, obviously, I'm going to say that he's my baby. And he just has little quirks that are so funny. For instance, he trots upstairs every day and steals clothes, and then he'll come trotting through the house and he takes them to the garden. And then he won't come back in unless I give him a treat. So I call that taxes. I say I have to pay him tax.
He's got you trained, doesn't he?
He has got me trained, definitely. But he doesn't destroy things, so it's such a cute little thing. And for me, I feel like he thinks it's his job, so let him do it.
Yeah, and like I said, if you're familiar with the Instagram feed, you can see these adorable things that he does.
Yeah.
And so let's start with that. What made you decide to start this for him?
Well, if you talk to most people about a pet account, they will say it was because once you start posting your dog or your cat or whatever, even your babies, you know, onto your personal account, you tend to flood it because you just want to show this dog every day. So what usually happens is you go, okay, you know what? I'm going to make my own for him. And then that way, anyone who wants to follow the dog can follow the dog. And if they just want to like be my friend and be on my own, then they don't have to follow both. So that's usually how it starts. And that's exactly how I ended up starting a page for him.
Oh, did you ever, in your wildest dreams, imagine that you would have this many followers?
No. I mean, that's just on Instagram. Over all platforms, he has nearly 1.5 million followers.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, because he's on an app called TikTok. Do you know TikTok?
Yes, I'm starting to be familiar with TikTok.
Yeah, and that's an amazing app. So on TikTok, he has 1.1 million followers. And then on Facebook, nearly 60,000. And he has a YouTube channel too. That's smaller. That's at like 7,000 at the moment, but it's growing. It's starting to grow now.
My goodness.
It's crazy. So much work.
On Instagram, so much work. Oh, I know. I just do this little podcast. And it's a lot of work, but I'm looking at 681 videos, well, mostly videos on your Instagram feed. Yeah. And every single one of them is beautifully filmed, wonderfully thought out, clever ideas. I mean, I'm just blown away by them. And I just can't stop watching. So I understand. I completely understand. You do all the photography and videos on your own?
Everything. I do it all myself. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I come up with the captions. I mean, he does stories every day on Instagram too, which people love his stories because it's him in not real time, but kind of. So his morning routine, and then I'll post it as a story. And that's quite funny because on his stories, and his post too, I talk as if I'm him. So he actually talks to me, if you like. And on Instagram, obviously you've noticed I have another name. It's Doris, which isn't my real name, but it's my...
That was my next question. Yeah. Are you Doris?
Yeah, my name. So he talks back to me as Doris, so he gives me a lot of sass, let's put it that way.
And do you return the sass, Doris?
Not really. It's kind of I just talk and he like gives me sass back. But my next thing I was going to say is that he is the sweetest boy. So really, he's not sassy at all. I make him sound like he is. But people love that. They really do enjoy him. And I have to tell you that I get messages from all over the world constantly from people saying that, you know, we make their day, they laugh and, you know, we get them through the day. And especially with all these lockdowns and things that are going on, you know, there's a lot of sadness in the world. He's even been called a virtual therapy dog.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, like I said, I've only just recently discovered Sterling, and my neighbor Tracy told me about him.
Yes.
And I thought, I started watching, I thought, oh, this is just delightful. Absolutely delightful. Makes my day too. And so the costumes that he wears.
Like, yeah, he's so good. He's so good. He just lets me dress him up in anything. And he'll just sit there and wait for his treat. And he knows when the camera comes out, kind of what I'm doing. So he's just so well behaved.
He is. Well, he is. And he just looks at the camera like, okay, Doris.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, here we go, Doris.
I'll amuse you for a little while.
Exactly. Yes, I will. I'll do what I need to do as long as I get my treatos.
You have to pay your taxes, Doris.
Absolutely, I do. And I pay lots of tax.
Now, there's something that you have here describing him that he's like a puppy obedience school dropout.
Oh, that was my little joke. He didn't actually fail puppy school, but it was just kind of like, you know, people say, oh, high school dropout. So I thought, what could be funny for his bio? And I'm like, I know, puppy school dropout.
Yeah, well, nobody believes you. No. So there.
Yeah. Again, like I said, it was my little joke.
Does Sterling have a closet full of costumes?
Well, a lot of the costumes actually are family's clothes. Apart from obviously Halloween, he does have quite a few Halloween costumes. so I dress it. But a lot of them are too small for a dog his size. So it's hard. I actually did a little jokey video this year where I said, you know, I can't get costumes to fit him. And we did a video where I showed the costumes not fitting him in the store. And then we made our own little video of him dressed up as, so it was Dolly Parton instead of Parton. I don't know if you saw that one, but he's got a pink cowboy hat and a blonde wig.
My gosh. Yes, yeah. It was funny. And there's
Madogna as well instead of Madonna. And I don't know if you've heard of the show Peaky Blinders, but...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so he was Dogmas Shelby of the Porky Blinders.
Oh, my gosh.
So you need to play on words to relate to dogs, obviously.
Yeah. Do you stay up at night, Diane, thinking of these things?
Yes. It's like 24 hours a day you're thinking of things, yeah. I mean, I gather inspiration, too, from other people. You know, without blatantly copying someone, you can be inspired by what they do and do put your own twist on things, let's say that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. One of my – well, I have several favorites of your videos, but one I adore is the one where he's trying all the different outfits and going, love it, can't wear it.
Oh, that one, that was very cute. Yeah, that was from actually TikTok. So that voiceover is a girl on TikTok who made that for her own, I think it was for herself or her dog. So I can take the voiceover and just use it. So what I did was had him in the outfits. Actually, a lot of those videos I already had, so I just kind of put them together and then made them fit the voiceover. So yeah, love it, can't wear it, love it, can't wear it.
Yeah, I love it.
That was 2020, wasn't it? All these cute outfits for the year that we didn't get to wear.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Cute. Another one is the Christmas tree with all the socks on it.
Yes. That's his. Yeah. I thought of that last year, actually. It was a funny story. I was at the store, Metro actually, over, you know, over at Hopedale. So there was one Christmas tree left outside. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to get this extra tree. It was reduced to quite cheap. So I go inside and I said, I'd like that Christmas tree. And the manager said, you know what, it's our last one. Take it. Merry Christmas. I was like, oh, that's wonderful. So I got it in my car, took it home, put it up. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I could totally do a tree for Sterling. Because, you know, he steals socks and underwear. So that's what I did. I got some colored lights and then we just filled the tree with socks and underpants. And he goes in the morning and he'll take a couple of socks off the tree.
Oh my God, you're killing me.
Yeah.
So that tree is up now in your house?
Yes, I did it again this year. We did the same thing. Yeah. That'll be his thing every year now.
It'll be a thing. Oh, yeah. I'm sure Sterling is going to make sure of it.
Yes.
He's going to nudge you on Christmas Eve. If the tree's not up, he's going to be bugging you.
Yeah, where's my tree, Doris?
Doris. That's funny. So I also looked at some of his TV coverage, and CTV Vancouver does a lot about
him 3 or 4 times, actually.
And how did that happen?
I have no idea. Oh, actually, I tell a fib. The first one, they found one of my videos on TikTok, and they actually put it on the TV and didn't ask me, which is okay, because they did put his name, so long as, you know, they put his name. But it was one of his followers that lives in Vancouver that contacted me and said he was on TV this morning. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. Luckily, you can get the recorded version later online. So I managed to get it. And then I ended up speaking to a lady through email because I just wanted to make sure no one had stolen my video and sold it to them, because that can happen. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, we found it ourselves. So that's perfectly fine. And she said, you know, we'll keep an eye out if there's any other videos. And she must have done that because she's had him on 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah, quite a few, actually. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was.
And that's so, I mean, sometimes I'm just speechless, Doris, about dogs. And I get so overwhelmed with how cute they are and how versatile, how patient and how loving. And Sterling, obviously, is just, you know, one of those guys.
Yeah.
One of those
guys. He is.
You went, now this is very dear to my heart. I'm a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to New York.
Yes, with Sterling. Yeah, we did.
When was that?
So we actually went in January this year, obviously pre-COVID. And what happened was my husband was working in Maine and he was traveling to, where was it? I think it was like Philadelphia or somewhere. So me looking at the journey, I'm like, you know what? New York City's it's on the way almost to where we're going. And I contacted a hotel there that I know is a hotel that's dog friendly, and they will supply rooms for free to what they call, you know, like Instagram influencers, social media influencers. And so I contacted them and I said, you know, we're coming through this weekend. Is there any chance you could take us? So they did. So we got 2 free nights in the hotel. We just paid for our parking, and they were fabulous. What a great, it's called the Hotel Pineapple. They're a chain, actually, they're in the States, but they were just wonderful with us. So we actually, I don't know if you noticed, we did a meet and greet there at Central Park. And quite a
that
few.
That was my next question,
yes. Yeah, it was amazing. All these people turned up to see him, which just blows my mind. It really does. Because I just put it on the story, you know, we're going to be at Central Park on, I think it was Saturday or Sunday. If you want to come and meet us. Yeah, and quite a few people did turn up, which was lovely. It really was great.
So you just said, I'm going to be in New York, Central Park, at maybe right in front near
the plaza. Yeah, 10 a.m. at the ice rink.
The ice rink.
Yeah. And if you can
and
make
And they people, came.
And they came. They actually came. Yeah. One guy came from New Jersey.
My goodness.
Yeah.
What does your husband think about that?
Well, I think at first he thought it was all a little bit silly. And, you know, I did spend a lot of time doing it. So he's kind of like, oh, you know, he's spending all this time. But as time's gone on, oh, no, he's so appreciative now. He's very proud of me and what I've achieved. Especially, like, I'm 54. I'm not young. So a lot of the other, like, social media people are very young. They're very computer savvy. And I'm not any of those things. I've had to learn a lot. You know, I'm British and I've got my British sense of humor, and I suppose that kind of helps.
That helps.
Yeah,
that
helps.
And you're just a baby. I'm 70 years old, and I'm just
and you're
I'm
still just, doing great. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Still yeah, trying to learn all these.
Do anything things. For us to put our mind to it.
We certainly can. Yeah. We certainly can. And I'm still learning about stories. Today I just learned about stories on Facebook and now on Instagram. I didn't know about those.
Yeah. So I do stories every day, but actually my Instagram and Facebook are linked. So my stories that I put on Instagram just automatically go to my Facebook stories, which is great because it's one less thing to do because they're the same company now, aren't they? So.
Oh, are they really? I didn't know that.
Everything's linked up. Facebook bought Instagram.
Oh my.
A while ago, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And so the stories don't stay very long.
No, 24 hours they do. But then you can highlight stories. So, for instance, like when we went to New York City, I put that as a highlight. So all that those stories are on my profile. You can just go along all the story highlights and it'll say New York City or... you know, there's all sorts of different things. If we went hiking and I did a story about it and I decided to save it as a highlight. So he's got quite a few highlights and there's a wall, what they call the wallpaper one, where it's just photos of him because a lot of people like to have him as a screensaver too.
Yeah, well, why not? Look at that gorgeous face. I mean, just look at it. He's got the most beautiful eyes.
Oh, boy.
And a fabulous smile. Oh, yeah. My goodness. And that hotel, I was going to ask you about that. It's called the Pineapple?
Well, Pineapple, yes. So it's all pineapple kind of themed, but it's very modern and new and really lovely inside.
And dog obsessed.
Yeah, they are. They do. All their hotels are dog friendly. And, you know, even you can put the they do put dog beds out, but he didn't sleep on that. He slept on the bed with us, which he usually does. But, I mean, we wouldn't allow him if he was dirty or anything like that, but he was clean. So, yeah, no. Yeah. In return, obviously, I have to do a post and then I did stories. So I'm promoting the hotel for them too as a dog-friendly hotel to my followers.
Well, of course. And we'll probably put a note in the podcast notes too about it because it's a good thing to know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a really good thing to know.
And New York City was quite dog-friendly. I mean, more than I would say definitely than Oakville because there's really, like, to take your dog for a bite to eat, there's really nowhere. But there, if you're on patios, you can go. And actually in January, the weather was beautiful. So we sat outside. I mean, it was like we were wearing almost T-shirts. It was that warm in January.
It was warm. It was warm here too, so...
Yeah.
Would have been warmer. Yeah, I miss New York. So watching all those little videos of Sterling at Bryant Park and Sterling at Central Park and Sterling at...
I know. And he enjoyed it. He's very social. So he's good in those situations. He doesn't get stressed out or anything with crowds or, you know, even from being very little, he's always been around people. So
he got well socialized.
Yes, he's very socialized, but like he's not scared of thunder. He's not scared of fireworks. But he's scared of like the mop. Yeah, typically old and scared of boxes, a plastic bag waving, you know, the silliest things, but not things.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I've met Sterling somehow before and
you're welcome to meet him anytime.
Oh, that would be fun. We'll meet in the town square in Oakville at 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
that would be fun. So now we're going to do something called the speed round.
Okay.
Didn't tell you about this one.
No, you didn't, but that's okay. I'll try my best.
I'm just going to shoot a few little things at you and you can answer. What's Sterling's favorite toy?
Well, actually he has one of those golden retriever. I don't know if you've seen them from IKEA. It's like, like a golden retriever dog.
We have one here.
There you go. So his is called Stanley. He has a love-hate relationship with Stanley because if any of the family hold Stanley, Sterling gets very jealous. He doesn't like that at all. But that's kind of, you know, he'll sleep with Stanley and sometimes he'll carry him around. So I would say that's probably his favorite toy.
So would you say he's jealous of Stanley getting the attention?
It's just
or the human getting the attention from Stanley?
Yes, the human getting the attention from Stanley, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, even if we hug each other as a family, he'd jump in between us.
Oh, my. Well, what's his pet peeve?
Oh, pet peeve. Well, I would go back to the jealousy thing where, you know, if any of us are hugging each other or that I have two grown-up sons. If they ever give their girlfriends a hug, Sterling's right in the middle of them.
Oh, that's being nice.
Left alone. He doesn't like to be left alone. That's his other thing.
Yeah,
he likes to be with us. He lies by the front door. And if I go to the shop and I come back, he's just there at the front door and it's glass, so his little face is just looking at me. Like, why did you leave me? But I'm home, so we're lucky there.
Oh, and what's his favorite place to sleep?
On our bed, obviously. He does have a bed, a really comfy bed next to the bed. But I will say what he does is he'll just get on the end of the bed for a little while. He doesn't stay the whole night, and then he moves around the room or he'll lie on the bathroom floor. Even though he's got a comfortable bed, he likes the coolness of the floor, I think, especially in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we wake up in the morning, he's back on the end of the bed again.
That's funny. I've heard that a lot. Now, in our last podcast, the dog did that too. And the one before that, they lie on the bed. One was a Bernese Mountain Dog recently.
Mm-hmm.
Did that very same thing, got up on the bed just for a little while and then got down off onto a cool place and then back on the bed in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
And the one before that was a Golden Doodle and they did the very same thing.
They all seem to have the same traits then. I think they get a little too hot maybe, you know, after a while, and then they're like, I need to go cool down. So they go off on their own, and then by morning they want to be there again.
They want to be there and make sure that they have left their place intact.
Exactly.
Just so you know that this place is mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get any ideas. Favorite snack?
Chicken, I would say, and cheese. He loves cheese too. But we call it chimkin. I don't know where that came from. All the dog people call chicken chimkin. It's just one of those funny little things. But anyway, there is two favorite things.
Chimkin. Now, that's funny. I'm a dog person. I have never heard that. But
it's more like an Instagram thing. People that like dog language, I guess. There's all sorts of dog language. Like bark instead of bark. I could give you a whole thing. It's like,
tell us
like
more.
You rhyming slang for dogs sort of thing.
This goes way deeper than I ever imagined.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. What about his naughtiest deed?
Oh, naughty. Well, he's not really a naughty dog, I'll be honest. But, I mean, he has dug a couple of big holes in the garden. And he did once chew one of my shoes. But on the whole, he hasn't destroyed much. He's been a really good boy.
He's a good boy. Yes. That's good. All right. Now, what about this one? What's his favorite outfit, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. That's a tough one because I don't think he actually loves wearing outfits, if I'm very honest. So you probably have to ask me what my favorite outfit of him would be.
Okay. What's your favorite outfit?
Really good. When he steals clothes now, if it's like a t-shirt, he'll bring it downstairs and he comes to the door and then I'll actually put the t-shirt on him. So he looks so cute in the shirts. He doesn't have a favorite. He's a very good sport. Like he'll wear hats and glasses and really anything I put on him is so good.
I've seen it. Reindeer ears, reindeer antlers.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I hope everybody. Of course, we're definitely putting a link to your Instagram page so lots more people will be able to see Sterling and all his shenanigans. He's so cute. He's so cute. All right. So now this brings us to our Dogs 101 segment.
Okay.
And that's where you share with us something interesting you've learned about dogs or Sterling in particular on your journey with dogs.
Okay. I guess I can really only speak. Because I'm not somebody that's had a lot of dogs. We had a dog before we moved here, but that was a long time ago and he's since passed away, but he's our first dog in a long time. So I guess I've had to learn everything. So what I would say, particularly with Goldens, really have to watch like his ears, make sure his ears are nice and cleaned. Because if it's very humid in the summer, he gets really redness and ear infections. And another thing for Goldens particularly is the hot spots. You have to watch for those too, which are the little red marks on their body. But I do have like a spray for that because I didn't know what they were at first. And then he got a really bad one and had to be shaved and it was very upsetting. So now I'm on with that, the hot spots, yeah.
And what is a hot spot?
Well, I guess it's like a bacterial kind of infection. I'm not even sure really what causes it, but it tends to be like a lot of moisture, I think. But if they scratch it too, it can become kind of infected. So, yeah, you have to really watch out for those. I think it's because they're very furry dogs too.
Mm-hmm. And floppy ears. So you have to watch his ears and hot ears.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't get a lot of air to their ears, do they? So
we
keep those clean.
Oh, my God. Well, Sterling is a very lucky boy to have landed with you guys because you know, him a wonderful home, take good care of him. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's four of us in the family, so the two boys just dote on everything he does. But you know what? We feel blessed, too, to have him. It's kind of a 50-50.
Well, of course. I mean, look at him. He's just look at him. I know. With the tea towel on his head.
I know. And then you just think, gosh, what did I do before him? What was life before him? I don't remember.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And this whole Instagram, the whole social media thing is just really amazing. How it, you know, keeps you busy, keeps him busy.
Absolutely.
So good for both of you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, very busy. But I enjoy it. And like I say, I've had to learn a lot myself about doing the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's been a journey, that's for sure.
The new segment is called Give the Dog a Bone. So
okay.
It's your chance to promote something you really like that other dog lovers would love.
Yeah. I could give you the name of another dog account, which I think is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think people would enjoy. Now, it's a little different than mine. She does a couple of videos, but mostly beautiful photographs. And she's called Sunday, as in the day of the week, Sunday the Golden Retriever. And her pictures are just amazing. I just love seeing her feed every day.
Oh, okay. We'll put a link to that too. Sunday, the Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. One last question.
Yep.
If Sterling had some advice for you, what would be the best advice you've ever gotten from Sterling?
Oh, my gosh. That's a tough one. Advice from Sterling. Well, I guess I wasn't expecting this. Doris, give me more tax money. or never leave me. That would be his advice. Don't ever leave me, Mum.
Oh, yeah, you're his mummager. Love that.
For sure,
I love that. The mummager. Well, Doris, it has been a pleasure talking with you about Sterling. With his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Instagram feed. And I'll have to check out his YouTube channel too and everything else. Yep. I'm so proud of both of you. I think you're amazing. And from Oakville too. Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
Well, thanks again for having me. It's an honor. Thank you.
It was an honor for us too. And please give Sterling a big cuddle for me, will you?
I definitely will. And a big a snoot smooch, which is the snoot is obviously his nose. Or a boop. They call it a boop, where you just touch their nose. It's a boop on the nose. I'll give him one of those for you.
All right. A boop on the nose. Oh, man, I've learned a lot tonight.
You have learned a lot. There's actually an Instagram page called Boop My Nose, and it's all pictures of dogs' noses.
Oh, Boop My Nose. Okay. There's another one.
That's another one, yeah.
I think we could probably talk for hours.
Probably, about all of
this. Maybe someday, like I said, we'll meet in the town square and sit and have a coffee.
Absolutely, yeah, I'd love that very much. Yes, definitely.
Bye for now.
Thanks so much.
Do you have a dog story you'd like to share? Send an email to dogstoriespodcast@gmail.com. We would love it if you left a review or subscribed anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Our awesome theme song was composed and performed by Sarah Margaret Huff. Sound effects provided by Marley and Lexi.